It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome here to Sports Central. My name is Nathan Furley, and I'm hosting the show today. Fourth or fifth time hosting at this point, so I'm starting to get in a bit of a rhythm here. I'm joined with Corey Geiger, who's actually his show, but I'm taking over for the day. It's my show every Thursday, probably from here on out. So get used to it. Corey, how we doing today?
You're like a veteran now. You feel all comfortable coming in, like, I got this piece of cake.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I feel like if there's something to talk about, I can get now by myself. We still have some boundaries here. It's a little bit tough to go an hour by yourself, but whenever you got someone to talk to, I feel very comfortable now, and I have no issue coming up with topics that I think people might want to call in and talk about, all that kind of stuff. So I'm sort of getting used to it, you know, week by week around.
You're doing a good job, and again, as Nathan and I have talked about this over the weeks, we just come in and have a conversation. It's just have fun, just talk. Some people think when they go on the air, they have to become a different person.
They got
to
get into radio voice.
What you see is what you get with me.
Yeah, so I will say this, because you mentioned about the calls. We've been getting a lot of calls lately. When you hosted last Thursday, we had a really good topic on the stadiums, I believe it was.
Yes, yes.
Got a lot of calls on that. I always like to thank the people for calling in, because especially at this time of year, and I mentioned this yesterday, it is very challenging to fill an hour if we're not hearing from the listeners.
For sure. This is, in my opinion, the worst month of sports for sports in
general. Yeah, there's no baseball right now.
Baseball isn't happening. I'm sorry. The NBA at this point is extremely boring. Post-All-Star break, really, until you get to the playoffs, it is just downhill. I feel like everything's kind of set in stone unless, you know, you have some beef or you have some playoff spot coming down the stretch or something like that. It's never really in my wheelhouse to talk about. Then hockey. Hockey, in my opinion, isn't good until we get to the playoffs, and maybe I'll tune in here or there. But we got March Madness on the horizon, which is, you know,
when you do a daily show, you have to do topics. You have to have fun, wide ranging kinds of things. Nobody wants to hear you break down the X's and O's of game film. If I had to guess, you might want to come in and break down Abdul Carter's game film for 20 minutes, right? That can be something that a lot of people might enjoy. But when you do general interest stuff, you put people to sleep. So if you don't latch on to a good, fun topic that a lot of people can relate to, it makes it very difficult.
Obviously, I'll touch on that stuff. But if you really want to get that in-depth stuff, go to ESPN, go to all that. You know, fun stuff. Search on YouTube. I'm sure there's plenty of people breaking his stuff down. We're trying to have a conversation with the people. So, of course, the phone line's always open at 946-0435. And today, this morning, news broke that one of the, I'd say, the biggest acting performances in sports movie history, Gene Hackman, passed away at the age of 95. Him, his wife, and one of their dogs was found deceased in their home in Santa Fe, I want to say. So we're going to play a clip of an iconic clip of Gene Hackman in the movie Hoosiers, which, ironically enough, we were just talking about last week. So it's crazy how things come full circle this quick.
Yeah, one of the great scenes in sports history right here. And you're very young. This is way before your time.
This movie is incredible. Right. I love Hoosiers so much. It's one of my favorite movies.
Listen up. Here's what we're going to do. Jimmy, they're going to be expecting you to take the last shot. We're going to use you as a decoy. Buddy, you get the ball, give it to Merle on the picket fence. He's going to take the last shot. All right, let's go. What's the matter with you guys? What's the matter with you?
I'll make it.
All right. Buddy, get the ball to Jimmy. Top the key. Rest of you, spread the floor. Let's go.
Get chills, man.
Yeah.
I've said that line to my kids, I'll make it. That's actually the first time I've watched this today since his passing. I almost kind of started to tear up there a little bit because I've seen the I'll make it scene, I kid you not, 500 times. I took a shot in that, not this state championship gym, but their Hoosier gym a few years ago. And so when you see that when a guy passes years later, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's a little bit tough to watch now because you realize this person's no longer with us. It's an incredible scene from an incredible movie, and it's an incredible acting performance. But I mean, this really is the only full role I kind of associate him with is Hoosiers. I know he was in a ton of other great movies and stuff like that, but to me, he'll always be Coach. And I obviously it's a sad thing what happened. I'm sure more details.
But a lot of weird details about this. They didn't find gas in the house. The police are investigating. Apparently, according to a story I read an hour ago, there were some pills scattered on the floor.
Around his wife's body.
Around his wife's body. They had been deceased apparently for at least a day. Her body was in a later stage of decomposition. Said her hands were even starting to get mummified.
That's so strange.
There's some weird stuff going on here. You hate to see anything like that. But you've got a great topic. We're not just going to talk about a guy dying.
Yeah.
You've got a great topic kind of based on this.
So in the wake of this happening, we're going to talk a little bit about sports films, kind of the greatest acting performances throughout the history of sports films. That's one of the few topics we're going to talk about today. So if you have any specific character or acting performance, or even just a movie in general you want to call in and talk about, 946-0435. Give us a ring here in studio so we can talk about it. My opinion, one of my favorite acting performances and just kind of well-done movies, I think I've mentioned this before on here, is 42. I think 42 is, in my opinion, it's the greatest baseball movie of all time when you're talking just about production-wise and stuff like that with Chadwick Boseman, Harrison Ford. It is such a great movie. Of course, the story about Jackie Robinson. I know Robinson, I think, played himself in like an early documentary about himself, which was horrendous, I heard. So this is kind of the updated version of it and really gave you a good look at what he had to go through. And again, it was just so well done. You know, I feel like they didn't do too much Hollywood kind of stuff in it. Just kind of more the story of Jackie Robinson. Chadwick Boseman, once again, an actor we lost way too soon a couple years ago, but his performance throughout the movie I always thought was outstanding. So that is instantly one that comes to my mind.
And we'll open up the phone lines. Anybody wants to weigh on this, 946-0435. We're kind of talking actors today.
Yeah.
And Chadwick Boseman was really – I didn't like the movie. I didn't find the movie itself to be a great baseball movie. It's obviously a fascinating story. The story is great. And in a lot of ways, I'd say this predates you a long time. Eight Men Out.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Eight Men Out is a great, great story. And there are parts of the movie that are really – it's terrible baseball. I mean, the baseball production value in that is awful at times. Now, some of it is good. But that's the thing about sports movies. When you make a sports movie, how realistic are you trying to make it versus how much are you telling a story? Okay, 42 is one of the great stories in sports history. The movie for me falls flat in some baseball situation. It's hard to replicate or simulate a professional baseball game in a movie. It's hard to simulate boxing in a movie. I know we were going to mention Rocky. Rocky is so ridiculously fake that it's comical. It's like a cartoon.
But the story
is great.
Incredible.
He gets punched in the face 195. He would be dead. We waited until Rocky IV when Apollo Creed died from Ivan Drago. Rocky would have been killed in Rocky I. You can't take 197 punches directly to the brain and just keep going. So boxing movies to me and throughout history, boxing movies have really carried a lot of cachet, Rocky. There are a lot of great boxing. Cinderella Man
is one of my favorite.
Raging Bull. There are a lot of good. But to capture the action in a boxing movie, you're trying to create drama with the action. And quite frankly, a boxing match is probably 80% non-action of just kind of dancing. It's not a punch to the head every 3 seconds.
Yeah, in boxing, you know, a lot of these people are just kind of sizing up their opponents, dipping and dodging, and you might have a few exchanges where it's really heated. But again, for the most part, it's jabs, you know, maybe a two or something like that. But, you know, those movies, it's more about the story. Like Cinderella Man is, who's that, Russell Crowe in Cinderella Man?
Russell Crowe, yeah.
The story in that is incredible because he's what, like, this is during the Great Depression, and he, you know, doesn't have a lot of money. He's fighting for his family, all this kind of stuff. I believe at one point his kid gets taken away, all this kind of crap. So that the story in that is incredible. Of course, the story about Rocky, everybody knows that. So and then 42, again, the story for that is—
Right. The story is amazing, but I would take Bull Durham or Major League over serious baseball movies because to me— I've quoted Major League and Bull Durham, and I've been around professional baseball for 30 years. The amount of quotable lines from those movies, don't give me this Olay bullcrap, Dorn! You know, and then he pees on his contract. Mm-hmm. Nice catch, Hayes. Don't ever effing do it again. These are lines that, if you're around baseball, Bull Durham, Field of Dream, Bull Durham, Major League, they resonate so much from a comedic standpoint. Now, I personally love Field of Dreams, personal story and everything. Not great baseball action in the movie. You know, it's bringing dead guys back and playing. But it is, I would say, if we're talking actors trying to portray a character in a sports movie, it can be difficult because, one, you've got to be an athlete. I think we talked about this, or I've mentioned this somewhat recently, that Charlie Sheen— can you Google how fast was Charlie Sheen throwing in Major League? I've read like 85 to 88 miles an hour that he's actually throwing the baseball 85 to 88 miles an hour.
So it says 85 miles an hour.
Yeah. So do any of you have any comprehension of how difficult it is to throw a ball 85 miles an hour? We watch baseball and we see Paul Skeen throwing 100. Throwing a baseball 85 miles an hour is something that 0.01% of the people who have ever lived on this planet have been able to do. And Charlie Sheen pulls that off, which is pretty fascinating to me.
Yes, you got to be an athlete to be able to. I mean, I can't even sniff 85, so it's nowhere close.
I played baseball my whole life. I still play. I coach. I played shortstop forever. If I put every ounce of energy into everything that I possibly could have done, the most I would have ever thrown was 75. Because pitching is not, throwing a baseball hard is not just having a good arm. It's knowing how to get your legs
mechanics,
and your trunk
yeah.
and all that stuff into it.
Yeah. So I'm trying to look up right here the greatest acting performances in sports movies to see how many I have personally seen. Because a lot of sports movies, I'm more of just a – sports movies for me are always tough to watch because of the cheesiness
factor. Even that scene in Hoosiers, I love the scene in Hoosiers. They win the game, but it's so cheesy the way they come back and kind of tie the game at the end. It's like, hey, get the ball, and all of a sudden they steal the ball and they score.
Yes, it always ends up.
Yes,
and one of the better ones, and I'm pretty sure is how it went down. In Friday Night Lights, they end up losing the high school championship game. And that's realistic, and then they come back. And I think that was based on a real story or something like that.
The Permian Pan. I'll play that clip for the 100th time on the show because if you're going to talk sports acting, to me, Billy Bob Thornton in that movie nails it. Denzel Washington
Remember the Titans
nails it. Herb Brooks, we'll try to get to that clip here in a little bit. His speech. They may beat us 9 times out of 10, but not tonight. Tonight we skate with them.
I forgot about that.
That's a legendary scene with Kurt Russell.
They played that during the Four Nations face-off in Boston, before the pregame. They played that because—
That's good. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But if you want to join us, 946-0435. Nate, go through the list of whatever you've got here that mentions some of the top performances.
All right, so according to All the Right Movies, number one is Robert De Niro in Raging Bull. Mm-hmm. That's what they have at number one. I personally have not seen that movie, but I've heard it's
great.
Good,
he's so good. It's one of those fake boxing movies.
Really. Yeah. Christian Bale in The Fighter. I haven't seen The Fighter. They do have Gene Hackman at number three in Hoosiers.
Interesting.
So I think it's a good spot. Dennis Hopper in Hoosiers as well. Shooter, so it's a good one as well.
Super 70 Sports on Twitter calls him the greatest drunk and the greatest assistant coach in American history.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And then Moneyball, we have, it's actually Jonah Hill. They don't
Yeah, it would be Jonah Hill. It's not Brad Pitt. No. Brad Pitt's just playing Brad Pitt. I just watched a movie on Netflix, on Apple, called Wolves, with Brad Pitt and George Clooney. They're playing these wolf characters, cleanup characters after a murder. They're themselves. There are so many movies where Brad Pitt and George Clooney play Brad Pitt and George Clooney. You know, Ocean's 11, they're Brad Pitt.
75-80% of Brad Pitt movies, he plays
he's
himself.
Brad Pitt. Yeah. Right. But Jonah Hill in that movie, he has to play the soft, understated guy. Not the goofy, lovable kind of Jonah, but Jonah Hill has to actually act in that movie.
I think Jonah Hill is one of the most underappreciated actors in the last 10 years. I feel like he has so many great roles that get swept under the rug because it always feels like he's like the side character or the second man in that. Number 6 is Denzel Washington in The Hurricane. Is that about
the
boxing?
Hurricane?
Is that the boxing one?
Right, yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised that one over Remember the Titans.
Hilary Swank in Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, won the Oscar. She was great in it. I hate that movie, but she was great in it.
Paul Newman in The Color of Money. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that one.
It's a pool movie, but billiards. Him and Tom Cruise from like 1987. Paul Newman played this pool shark in the 60s or 70s in The Sting, I think is what it was called. And they brought the character back in The Color of Money, and he played the mentor to Tom Cruise playing the young punk pool shark. And they go out on the road, mm-hmm. and they go into these crazy pool halls all over the country.
That seems interesting. That seems like something
a fascinating
I'd like.
Idea. The joke was, this is the movie where Tom Cruise plays the young punk brash guy who knows everything. And the joke was, that was every Tom Cruise movie.
I'm about to say, it feels like that's just Tom Cruise.
Top Gun, Days of Thunder, all these movies. Yeah.
Number 9 is Jackie Gleason in The Hustler in 61.
The Hustler, that's the one I was thinking of with The Color of Money. Yep,
and then number 10 is Kevin Costner in Bull Durham.
Yeah, okay, so, very good. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Kevin and Saxton, what you got, man?
You guys mentioned all those classic movies. One of my favorites, Blue Chips.
You ever seen Blue Chips?
I know.
Nathan's too
movie.
Young to have seen it. Oh, my God. It's a parody of Bobby Knight with Nick Nolte. And this guy. I love Blue Chips, Kevin. I've seen Blue Chips 50 times, man.
Well, now, you know, everything they do is illegal.
Yes, it is.
The one recruit, they leave him a bag full of money. And the one's a farmer, so they buy him a tractor. Now that stuff's all legal.
Oh, my. Exactly. That Shaq is in it. Anthony Hardaway is in it.
Penny. Yeah.
I can't.
I said, I liked it better when that stuff was all under the table. Yeah. That's why I hate this NIL stuff. You know, it's all above the table now.
Bob Cousy's in that movie, too.
Oh, a bunch of he plays the athletic director of the school that Nick Nolte. There's a lot of illegal stuff going on there. But they nail the essence. It's a comedy, but they nail the essence of what it was like to cheat in basketball.
Oh, yeah, and I don't have it on DVD, and it's not on TV very often. But when it is, boy, I just love it.
It's on every month. Start looking here in a couple weeks with March Madness. Blue Chips is always on somewhere near the NCAA
tournament.
You go
to Pluto TV right now. You can watch for free.
For free, Pluto TV.
Good plug.
And you mentioned Paul Newman. What about Slapshot?
Oh, my gosh. And Nathan's way too young. And it's R-rated, but it could be NC-17. But when they get the Hanson brothers in there, man, and they're fighting all over the place. Oh, my gosh. Those guys are hilarious.
Yes. So I wasn't even thinking of that, but you mentioned another Paul Newman movie, and
You brought a huge smile to my face there, mentioning Slapshot, Kevin.
Well, that's good. And it's filmed locally. So
that's right. Filmed in Johnstown. Thanks, brother. Appreciate the call.
I was filmed in Johnstown.
Thank you,
man. It was filmed at the War Memorial in like 1976, and it tells the story of the Johnstown Jets in the movie. But they're the Chiefs, but they're the Jets in the movie. Or if I have that right, and Paul Newman is like the aging player for minor league hockey, and it's so raunchy, it's so filthy, and they bring in these three goons with glasses.
All right, let me write this down.
This has got to be on your list here. This movie, again, it's dated, but the stuff they talk about, and it's all filmed in Johnstown, and they all hate being in Johnstown because it's its old dying town, and the minor league hockey team is is awful and everything. So.
And then they're still around today. Would you look at that?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. Interesting, interesting. All right, so we're going to take a breaker here. We'll continue with our movie discussion on the other side.
Let's play some clips. I want to play some clips.
Play some clips on the other side. 946-0435. Give us a call of your favorite sports acting performance or even movie of all time.
I can't play any slapshot clips because they swear every other word in the movie.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, it's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. Three cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this three-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
Howdy, the Old Farmer here. You know, from the Almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family at McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX Series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting, whatever you need, the Kubota BX Series can handle. The Kubota BX Series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX Series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central here with Nathan Forlina and Corey Geiger. Hopefully everybody is enjoying our conversations today. Obviously, rest in peace to Gene Hackman, who passed away. Well, we don't know the date, so we'll figure that.
That's an interesting. We were talking about the way music works the other day. How do you put a date of death on something? Well, do they backtrack it a couple days?
I'm sure forensically or something like that, you can probably figure out when it by the bodies. You know, decay and
but
stuff.
But do they do that, or do they date it? I
feel like they have, because I've seen I've seen certain deaths. Because it's all on Wikipedia, so you know, take that with a grain of salt. But I've seen them backtrack over
it's
time.
It's on the internet. It's true.
Yeah, it's true. It's true for sure. But Corey has this clip, and like we were talking about, this is one of the most, if not the most, iconic speech in a sports movie of all time. So we're gonna play the clip. This is from Miracle on Ice. What an iconic clip right here.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. but not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Chills.
Yeah.
Chills.
Yeah. It is great. I mean, you think about that's what sports is about. Even if they're going to beat you 9 times out of 10, you only have to beat them once.
In a one game.
That's right.
In a one game series, anything can go out.
Yeah. In the Stanley Cup finals, you know, you got to win 4 games. In the NBA finals, you got to win 4 games. In these types of scenarios, when you only have to win one game, in the NCAA tournament, that's how you motivate people right there.
Yeah, because any given day, give them your best, you never know how they're going to fire back. And that's what I think makes the NCAA tournament so great, is because you have these Cinderella runs in which, you know, a team might play, I don't know, I'm trying to think, Oral Roberts might play Ohio State and lose 9
out of 10
times.
FDU? Got to the St. Peter's got to the Elite Eight.
Doug Edwards,
yeah.
They were a 15 seed.
Yep.
UMBC beat Virginia. I mean, all these incredible stories where it's a one game, winner take all, and then you have these boys step up, boys or girls step up, and they make incredible plays and just
we
create
have
the upset.
3 people calling. We'll get to you in just 1 second. I want to play my favorite coach speech. This is the halftime speech from Friday Night Lights with Billy Bob Thornton.
Well, it's real simple. You got 2 more quarters and that's it. Now most of you have been playing this game for 10 years. And you got 2 more quarters, and after that most of you will never play this game again as long as you live. Now you all have known me for a while, and for a long time now you've been hearing me talk about being perfect. Well, I want you to understand something. To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends. Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done. Can you live in that moment as best you can with clear eyes and love in your heart? With joy in your heart. If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
Now they lose that game. That's why that speech is so good. Because in sports, and especially in movies, we get caught up in this notion that you've got to win for it to define your life. They lose this game. I've seen this scene 1,000 times. I've shown that to my kid 150 times. They lose the game, and they lose the game on the 1-yard line. The quarterback gets tackled at the 1-yard line to lose the state championship game. And I think there's so much value in sports movies in losing that you can teach a lesson. In Rocky I, he lost. He lost in Rocky I. And then, but there's a great lesson there. And I think there's a lot of value that gets lost because in sports movies, they feel like they always have to win at the end. And there are so many inspirational movies like the Miracle on Ice team where they do win. but you can learn tremendous lessons. Just go out and do the very, very best that you can. This is what I told all the kids that I've ever coached. Have fun, try hard, compete. If you compete your ass off, I've lost a lot of games as a coach, and some of those are the most proud games that I've ever had with kids where we had no business being in the game with the other team, and I'll tell the kids at the end, I'm so proud of you guys for just even being as competitive as you were.
When you're able to step up and give it your best and give it your all, and even if you do come up short, you are going to take lessons in learning if you do lose. That's why in life, whenever things don't go your way and you go through adversity, that's whenever usually you improve in your life and you become a better person. So whether it's in sports or just life, it's a metaphor for the fact that losing can sometimes be a gateway to better things. You learn lessons, you understand how to overcome that kind of stuff. And with this speech, you give it your all. You look that, if you're telling that person you're giving it, you give it your all because you're playing for the person next to you. That's a perfect mentality to have in everything. You shouldn't be doing it for, you should do it for the people around you as well. You should want to do your best for those around you as well.
We're doing our favorite and most memorable acting in sports movies. Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Nate, Corey. Yeah, Something for Joey.
Mm-hmm.
That one, you know, Joe Paterno and, you know, John Capaletti and all that with the son. Do you remember that?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great movie. It's a good movie. It's a great scene. It's a great speech. I wouldn't call it a great sports movie, but it was certainly a very memorable sports movie.
No, it wasn't a good sports movie. It was what climaxed the whole thing. Was the speech at the Heisman Award. It was the Heisman Award, I think that was the speech, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so. And then Brian's song.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to say that. As soon as you said something for Joey, I knew you were going to say Brian's song as well.
Yeah.
That was a TV movie. We're talking back in the day, Dan, when these movies were on TV, that's how memorable they were.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're good. And you haven't brought up the natural. See, now what do you think about Natural? Would you consider that a good baseball movie?
Nathan, I'll let you go first. You've seen The Natural?
I have not seen The Natural.
All right, The Natural, Dan. I've seen it 20 times. It is a very, very entertaining movie. I don't think the acting in the movie is very good at all. I think Robert Redford is terrible, to be perfectly honest with you. I think it's the story is amazing. The story of this 46-year-old guy showing up out of nowhere hitting bombs is absolutely incredible. I don't like the Robert Redford character. I just he doesn't do anything for me. I'm not emotionally moved by him. From what we're talking about today, and Nathan has a great topic about the acting in it, The Natural to me is a great movie, but I didn't care. Glenn Close, she's a wooden cardboard character. Robert Redford's character is a wooden cardboard character. About the only good character to me is Wilford Brimley, the old grizzled manager. He's a fun guy, but
very fun.
I don't really think the acting performances were all that great.
No, you're absolutely right. I agree with you, and the same way with Something for Joey. That's the same. Now, Brian's song, that was a little different, the acting in that, though.
Those guys were good. James Caan was good. These movies are way before Nathan's time. Brian Song, Brian Piccolo, Gale Sayers, guy died on the team.
Yeah.
Very, very touching. And that for probably a long, long time, I'd say for a good 20-year period maybe, that was considered maybe the best sports movie.
That was
movie.
A good movie. I've seen that.
Oh, that's good.
That's
because,
good, yeah.
But then in the 80s, we started to have with The Natural, with Field of Dreams, with Bull Durham, with Major League, we started to have an influx of great sports movies outside of just boxing, because there have always kind of been boxing movies.
Well, Nate, I didn't mean to insult you now.
We're old. Hey, he's at least seen Brian. He's 20 years old, Dan, and he's seen Brian's song. That's an accomplishment.
It is, but again, I didn't mean to insult him by any means, you know. But I'm 80 years old, going on 81, so there's quite a... There's an awful gap here.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, so we got another call. It's Robert from State College. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, when you guys were talking about Slapshot, that's a classic movie. Classic.
When's the last time you saw it? I'm just curious, when's the last time you saw it?
It's been a while, but one of my favorite parts is when Paul Newman walks by and they're in there playing with their cars, and he's like, they brought their effing cars.
Those guys are such morons, man. I watch it like every 3 or 4 years.
I need to watch this because apparently this thing
is so raunchy. This is the 70s. Here's the thing, Nathan. This is what Nathan. Robert, how are you? Robert, how are you? Robert, are you with me? Robert, you still there? Nah, we lost him.
All right.
Movies didn't give a crap. See, you're growing up in a time where you can't offend anybody. Did you watch Friends?
Yes.
I'm going to try Robert. Robert, one more time. I'm going to try. You with me? Nah, we lost him. Friends couldn't air today.
No.
Friends way too... That's how ridiculous our society is.
Friends is even bad, and it couldn't air today.
It couldn't air. The Office. A lot of the stuff in The Office couldn't... Michael Scott couldn't air today. My God, if you went back to All in the Family with Archie Bunker in the 70s and the homophobic things that he said, he hated everybody. Couldn't air today. Saturday Night Live is celebrating its 50th anniversary. It could... Those skits from the 70s and 80s couldn't air today because... You can't offend anybody today. Comedy, you can't offend anybody. Like, you go watch Slapshot, you go watch Blazing Saddles, you go watch some of these movies from the 70s and 80s. All they're trying to do is offend everybody. Nowadays, you offend the wrong person, your movie gets shut down and your career's over because you're canceled.
I'm trying to remember the last the most recent dated movie that I thought was edgy and did it perfectly. I can't think of one. Now, I love stand-up comedy, so...
Like Bill Burr, you ever watch Bill Burr?
Yes.
Bill Burr is one of the few people in this country. He doesn't give a crap. He's at war right now with Elon Musk. I mean, the bombs he's shooting at Elon Musk, because Elon Musk, they're auditing, like, I guess, his Twitter account because he was critical of. So here's the richest man in the world, and here you have this comedian, and he's not backing down.
That's good.
Yet. Because at some point...
His mindset, I don't think he's going to back down.
He might not, but I'm not trying
maybe
to bring
people around him.
Terrible, Kathy Griffin backed down. When she held the head of Trump 7 years, she had to back down or else whatever. So at some point you take it so far that the world starts to close in on you, and you feel like if you don't back down, people are just going to continue to launch barrages at you.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But we need this great era of comedy to come back. People
it's never coming.
It's never come back. I hope we just get, as a society, we're able just to make fun of ourselves.
But we can't. Let's get Robert back. Robert, go ahead, man. Sorry, we lost you.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Yeah, I was talking about that movie with Blue Chips, Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
He's, college basketball coach, and the boosters are trying to get him to, hey, go out and buy all these players, and they get these top basketball players. One, they promise him, hey, they give his father a tractor. Another one, they buy the guy like a Mercedes Benz. So he goes against everything he's against to do that. So they play like the top team, and they win big. And afterwards, Nick Nolte's speech, he goes in to the guys. He says, I love you guys, but he goes, I can't win this way. So he goes, hey, I'm going to tell all you guys, you're going to have to go back to where you came from at the press conference at the end. The sports reporters know he did it. So he admits it, and he's like, yeah, one kid we gave a car. He goes, you imagine how many points he would have scored if we would have gave him $1 million?
Yep.
And then at the end he says, two words I thought I would never say is I quit.
Yep.
And then he says, the best job these kids ever done is not when we were 13.
Yep.
13-0 and whatever, they gave their hearts. But another good movie. You ever seen Unnecessary Roughness? Football.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. I grew up watching Quantum Leap. I loved Quantum Leap. Scott Bakula was awesome.
He played
a pretty damn good quarterback in Necessary Roughness, didn't you think? He looked like he could throw the ball.
Did.
He looked like an athlete.
Yep.
I know there's silly stuff with Sinbad and Kathy Ireland and all that. But Scott Bakula was a pretty good athlete in that.
Yes, it was. That was a good classic movie too. So.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Necessary Roughness was their school got the death penalty, and they were coming back from the death penalty, so they're having to relearn. So they get this 40-year-old quarterback, and they're terrible and all. But of course, they win the big game at the end against the number one team in the country. But it's a comedy for them. It's pretty good.
I've heard of that. I have not seen that one.
The Blue Chips movie. That's too called. I love college basketball. It's always been my favorite sport. So in Blue Chips, this when you talk about action scenes and sport, Blue Chips might have the best basketball action of any movie ever because it's a real game. So what they did was in
they have
the movie,
real athletes on
in, right yeah. in the movie. On one team is Shaq, Penny Hardaway, and Kyle Nover, I believe was the guy's name. He played in Indiana. He played Ricky Rowe in the movie Big Tall White Kid, great shooter. Well, they're on one team. They're the players that Nick Nolte's team paid off to recruit. Well, on the other, they're playing Indiana. And this coach, he's a Bob Knight ripoff kind of guy. And so, sure enough, he's playing Bob Knight. They're playing Indiana. And so they even do the thing in the movie where he throws a chair across the floor. On that Indiana team was Bobby Hurley, Calbert Chaney, and some other college players. They played real basketball.
That's awesome.
They were like doing a real full court basketball game. Now I'm sure they weren't all going 100%, but then they picked and chose the scenes that they wanted to use for the movie, and then they had to set up certain scenes. Mm-hmm. But when you think about sports action, Hoosiers is just so horrifically comical from a basketball action standpoint.
I could probably score 25
in Hoosiers.
I'm not a great basketball player.
But then you get to Blue Chips, and you got Shaq and Penny and Bobby Hurley out there. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's very rare. Whenever you can get real athletes, I feel like, on a court or just competing, like, you know, they're not giving it their all, you know that. But whenever, you know, you can get Shaq and Penny Hardaway, which were two of the biggest stars on the Magic at that
time. And they weren't
good
actors. Shaq was Shaq. He played Shaq. Penny Hardaway was, you know, kind of awkward and everything.
That's got to be the only movie Penny Hardaway's in, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I can't think of
Shaq's been in some movies.
He was in Grown Ups, I think.
Wasn't he in that Kazam movie or something where he played a genie or something?
Yes. Now you say
Shaq,
I remember.
Shaq's had quite a career. We're going to play some more clips. Nathan's going to give me some more clips of his favorite acting in sports movies. So we could do that. But who are some of your other favorite performances, man?
So, have you ever seen the movie I, Tonya?
That's the Tonya Harding. I didn't read that. Was like 2 or 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, my understanding was a decade ago.
Was it really that long?
I think
ago?
2017. I think
was it really?
Yeah.
My understanding was the acting in that was fantastic.
That is one of that's much more about the story, but that movie is incredible. If you have, you got to watch that. That's
I
really
lived good. Through that, and I guess I didn't care enough about Nancy Kerrigan or Tonya Harding to watch the movie 20 years later. Mm-hmm. But I still wonder how Nancy Kerrigan was never in prison. Was this a real serious movie or was it a comedy?
It was, so I think it's listed as a comedy, but it's real serious.
Because Galluli went to jail, but Nancy Kerrigan didn't.
I'm sorry,
Tonya Harding didn't,
yeah.
Because I guess she claimed she didn't know what they were doing or some crap like that.
The entire thing is very good because you kind of just see, because her life is just a mess.
And have you ever seen that famous scene where she has to skate past Nancy Kerrigan in real life?
Yes.
After it all happened, it's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Could you imagine, like Shaq and Kobe hated each other. They hated each other. Could you imagine if, like, Shaq, let's do this, Kobe tried to get Shaq hurt? Shaq would beat the hell out of that guy.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't see Nancy Kerrigan just go bananas on Tonya Harding.
Well, this was the premise in the movie. Nancy grew up. She was in the upper middle class.
Uh-huh.
So she...
Tonya Harding was the poor white trash.
Yeah, she was white trash. And then that's kind of, you know, you can just see how they handled themselves differently. So that was a big part of the movie. That's a really good movie. If you haven't seen that, that's a really good watch. I enjoyed that a lot.
Right,
I didn't think I would. So
take a break. We're going to try to find some more movie clips here in a second.
Christopher Bell is on. He won Atlanta this past weekend, and here's his thoughts on Carson Hocevar and how he was racing other guys out there.
Yeah, he's been around enough now that you know he's going to, you know, be the aggressor. If there's a hole, he's going to take it. If there's not a hole, he's going to make one. You know, ultimately gave me the shove to get pass or break through, you know, to lead the side draft tandem with myself and Kyle down the back straightaway. I didn't realize Kyle had opened up the bottom like he did getting into three and allowed Carson to sneak middle of it three wide. I was looking in my mirror and I saw them crashing, and I figured that it was a matter of winning the side draft battle to the yellow flag. And I felt like I had it whenever the yellow came out, but you never know until they make it official. And the last thing that I wanted to do was go out there and let my emotions get to me and feel like I won the race, and then them come back and say I didn't.
And why is C-Bell so good here at the start of the season?
Part of it is due to the fact that I've been racing through the offseason. So it's a dream come true to be able to drive for Joe Gibbs Racing in these Cup Series cars. And I'm honored and privileged to be able to have some fun outside of the Cup Series cars now. And I hope that, you know, I can make this the best year ever and prove to, you know, the company that it's the right thing for me to do to be out there racing.
Look for C-Bell to be racing this weekend at Circuit of the Americas in the NASCAR Cup Series, where he's pretty good at road courses as well. You are on the final lap.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools.
Where are you off to?
You run a local shop or a
black bag.
We have a traitor in the house.
There are five names on there. Your wife's one of them.
Find the leak.
If it is Catherine, do you really think you can do it?
Black bag. Rated R. Only in theaters March 14th. Special engagements in Dolby.
All right. This is fascinating. It is. But the fact remains...
We thought
I'm
of
sorry,
you,
I'm
all
Ray.
Of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner,
Ray.
She uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, it's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. Three cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this three-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Hank FM.
Sitting down watching your favorite sports movie tonight. Well, I'll tell you what goes perfect with that.
Oh,
you know that is, Corey?
I don't, but I think you have a good idea what you're going
to
tell us.
I'm thinking of J.M. Boswell's pipe or cigar. That is the perfect thing to pair with your favorite. Whether you're watching Hoosiers for, you know, Gene Hackman passed away today, rest in peace. Whether you're going to watch that movie tonight, whether you're going to watch Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, The Sandlot, whatever you want to watch. J.M. Boswell's Pipe Cigars is the perfect combination with it. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. Make sure you check them out. They're always open online, and then select hours, and then the weekend as well. So we got a famous clip right here. Corey wants to play this, and this is iconic, and it's not necessarily from, I would say, a sports figure in the movie, but it's in a sports movie. He's one of the best voices in cinematic history. Just roll the clip, Corey. It is fantastic.
Ray, people will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa, Parises they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door, as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. But it is money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers and sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll
find we have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines. Though they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. And it'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
James Earl Jones, another actor we lost too soon a couple months ago.
I feel like we've hit a grand slam with these clips we've played in this. This is some of the greatest clips ever here.
Yeah, except Slapshot. You couldn't play that.
I can't play Slapshot. I can't play a Bull Durham clip. And I will say this about Field of Dreams. And this is interesting. I kind of watch more movie clips now than I watch actual movies. As you get older in life, because I've seen most movies that I really want to see. New movies I don't really want to see. So what you do kind of as your comfort food, like going back and listening to old songs, I go back and watch these scenes. Mm-hmm. So I've seen this scene hundreds of times. I've seen playing catch with Dad in this hundreds of times. So you're still very young. I would encourage you to watch as many movies as you can. But when you get to be an old fart like me, you will find yourself, especially with YouTube and all, you'll find yourself enjoying clips of movies more than actual movies.
Yeah, because you think of that movie from that one clip.
Correct.
That's why. But what's one movie that you haven't seen that you've wanted? It doesn't have to be a sports one, but just one that sticks out that you...
That's a great question. I have either have every channel or I have access to any movie. You can go rent any movie basically for $3.99, $4.99 or whatever. I can't think of a single movie that I truly just absolutely want to watch. I'm a big music fan. I've been meaning to get around to Rocket Man, the Elton John story, but I've heard the movie's not great, so kind of push it. But I guess if there was a one movie out there I truly wanted to watch, I would just watch it. I would find a way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's tons of movies I need to watch I haven't seen. Like
I am looking forward to I Am Legend 2. That's going to be coming out with Will Smith. My favorite movie series of all time is the Mission Impossible movies.
Okay.
So part 8 comes out in May, and that's part 2 of Dead Reckoning. And so I will be there on opening night. I promise you I will be.
I'm not a theater guy.
I'm not a theater guy, except for when Mission Impossible Fallout came out. That was number 6. It's probably my favorite movie in the whole thing. Just unbelievable the way... they bring the girl character back in, but if I have a marquee event movie, I'm gonna go on opening night.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, I can't get down with movie theater. I like movie theaters, but I'm just like if I can stay in the comfort of my
too
own
much
home,
money. It's too expensive. Much. It's ridiculous.
For two people, you're probably gonna $35 to $40.
This may sound silly. I actually think maybe the best cartoon movie of all time, like animated movie, is Moana. I love Moana.
Moana's good.
We saw it a bunch with our kids, sang all the songs. I did not see Moana 2. So
your kids are probably young when that came out.
They were 5. We went to the theater like 5-6 times to see it because it was playing at the Altoona Theater for $2 or something. So we saw it every Friday, you know, and we memorized all songs. But when Moana 2 came out, I we never went to see it.
When did that come out? A couple years ago?
Last year. Yeah, probably about 6-8 months ago maybe, summer. And I can't believe we haven't seen it yet, but if you ask me one movie I probably want to see right now, that would probably
Moana
be it.
Moana 2. That's an interesting pick. That's an interesting pick.
You would have never guessed that.
If you gave me 1,000 guesses, Corey, you might give me 1,000,000 guesses. That one, there's only probably 1,000,000 movies ever made.
The songs in Moana are spectacular. I've seen Moana 50 times. Well, the songs are amazing. I haven't seen Moana. I don't want to be disappointed. There's no way Moana 2 is as good as Moana.
There's very few scenes. Cool. I can't think of a single. Nah, there's a few. Scenes.
Godfather 2.
I like the original Godfather.
Yeah, it's 6 of 1, 6 of 1 of the other.
They're both fantastic.
Superman 2. Superman 2 is way better than Superman 1. Superman 2 from like 82
with General Zod, and they come back in. To me, that's probably the best sequel.
I can't give any objection. I haven't seen the Superman movies, so.
All right, let's take a break.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, it's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. Three cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this three-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
It's February, and TML Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has a sweetheart of a deal for you. Get a lube, oil, and filter service that includes up to 5 quarts of conventional oil, belt and hose inspection, tire air pressure set, rotation of all 4 tires, brake inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for just $59.99. Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales are also offering a free Car Care Club membership if you spend $500 or more on any service during the month of February. Each membership is valued at over $499 in services and repairs and includes 4 free oil changes. It all sounds pretty sweet, right? A multi-point inspection, including lube, oil, and filter service for just $59.99, and a free Car Care Club membership when you spend $500 or more on any service at Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg. Hurry! Offer expires on February 28th.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Golden Limited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it. Safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit USPS.com/in the know.
All right, Sports Central here with Nathan Forlina and Corey Geiger. Wrapping up today, we had a big, fun discussion about sports films. We talked about great acting performances in the wake of Gene Hackman's death. So, Corey, I thought I love these types of shows where technically it's sports related, but
this is all sports, man.
It's all sports.
We're here to have a good time, Nathan.
This it's almost March.
Two weeks in a row, and my task, Nathan, was come in with good topics, get some people calling in, let's have some fun discussions, and all of a sudden we blink and it's 4:50.
I know, it goes by way too. Every time in here, it's the fastest hour, 100%.
You can tell it's way better doing this than to come in and analyze a football game for an hour. That gets tough.
I would have trouble doing that every day coming in here. quick thoughts on Abdul-Carr though before we get out, because that was big news from Penn State.
I think he'll be okay. They don't seem to mind with the injury, so it seemed like his draft stock will be.
You think
all right.
He should get number one?
No, no, two or three.
Okay, take care, everybody.
96.1 Hank FM, WKMC, Roaring Spring, Altoona. Hank is WKMC.